Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, September 6th. I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. The tech sector will be in focus again in the week ahead as investors gauge whether short-term pandemic plays like Zscaler, Palo Alto Networks, Fortinet, Zoom Video, and DocuSign are good for the longer haul and whether tech heavyweights such as Microsoft, Apple, and Amazon go back to their old tricks. Economic reports of note during the week will include the JOLTS survey on September 9th and another jobless claims update on September 10th, as well as the federal budget update and inflation data pouring in on September 11th. Traders looking for a little jolt this week of a different kind have the exercise pair trade to consider, with Peloton Interactive reporting earnings to high expectations and Planet Fitness firing off a national marketing campaign in a bid to revive memberships. Tesla will look to regroup after being left out of the S&P 500 index party. Then there is GameStop, which cruises into earnings day with short interest at over 100% of total float. Sounds like something has to give. In earnings news, Casey's General Stores, Lululemon, and Slack report on September 8th. Navistar, American Eagle, BigCommerce, and GameStop report on the 9th. Peloton Interactive and Chewy report on the 10th, and Kroger reports on September 11th. The sports calendar ratchets up with the Kentucky Derby being run today at Churchill Downs without fans, and the NFL opener set for September 10th, while the NHL and NBA playoffs will continue. Sports betting has already been in the spotlight without sports running at full tilt, as DraftKings continues to make big news and Penn National Gaming preps to release its Barstool app. Of note, the Roundhill Sports Betting and iGaming ETF, BETS, recently surpassed $100 million in assets under management. The ETF operator notes that the milestone comes less than 3 months since the fund's initial launch, highlighting strong investor demand for the product. Top holdings include Australia-traded PointsBet, William Hill, Kindred Group, Flutter Entertainment, Penn National Gaming, Churchill Downs, Scientific Games, and DraftKings. The ETF is up more than 30% since inception. The third annual Next Wave Sohn Hong Kong event will give the next generation of younger emerging managers a forum to present their investment ideas in the same format as the well-known Main Sohn event. Up-and-comers from Helved Capital Management Limited, Dimension Management, Aperion Capital, and Panview Capital will make stock pitches. Keep an eye on Seeking Alpha's newsfeed for any interesting pitches. There are no IPO pricings scheduled for the holiday shortened week, even though there are a lot of deals in the hopper. Quiet periods expire on KE, NetStreet, Duck Creek, CureVac, Cubinet, and Flux Power on September 8th. Also, there is a lockup expiration on Amera to keep an eye on. Equifax will host a conference call on September 8th with top executives set to discuss market and business revenue trends. Honeywell has the second installment of its live leadership webcast series for investors set for September 8th with Wolf Research. Also stepping out in front of the mic will be Idea Biosciences at the JP Morgan CEO Series Fireside Chat Series on September 8th, and Sony CEO at the company's ESG technology briefing on September 10th. NXP Semiconductors and Evercore ISI will co-host a conference call on September 10th as well for the investor and analyst community to provide an in-depth update and Q&A session on NXP's innovative automated battery management systems for electric vehicles. There is also a Sage Therapeutics with a Sage Futurecast, an R&D and portfolio review on September 10th to discuss the company's research and development strategy and review clinical progress in programs throughout the depression, neurology, and neuropsychiatric franchises. Finally, SunPower will hold a Capital Markets Day event on September 10th. Lucid Motors will unveil its first all-electric sedan at a splashy event scheduled for September 9th. The Lucid Air EV is reported by the company to bolt from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 2.5 seconds and have a top speed of 200 miles per hour. The 1080 horsepower dual motor engine configuration is said to help the car sprint a quarter mile in 9.9 seconds on a consistent, repeatable basis. That mark is faster than Tesla Model S and most production cars on the market. Lucid opened pre-orders in Europe at the start of the year. One of the bigger consumer staples events of the year runs from September 8th through the 10th next week as the virtual version of the Barclays Global Consumer Staples Conference plays out. The timing is interesting, with staples outperforming the broad market over the last 2 days in a bit of a sector rotation out of tech. This week in Barron's Mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. The publication thinks bank stocks could rally after strict loan loss reserve rules are loosened when the economy improves. JPMorgan Chase, Citigroup, and Regions Financial are called three good bets on the profit rebound. Warren Buffett's huge bet on Japan draws some notice. And investors can take a ride with the Oracle's Japan value play through ETFs like iShares MSCI Japan, which trades under EWJ, and WisdomTree Japan Hedged Equity, which trades under DXJ, or by investing in Japanese heavyweights like Toyota, Sony, and Nintendo. Bailey Gifford International Alpha 2 Fund co-manager Jenny Davis says Mercado Libre still has huge upside potential to grow in Latin America. And this week on our single stock focus, we're covering NEO with healthcare on the move. NEO closed the week at just under $18. Healthcare on the move begins here. NEO Limited has been reaching new highs in the past few weeks. The rally temporarily sputtered after the company priced its 88.5 million American Depositary Shares, offering at $17 and a 30-day option of purchasing additional 13.27 million ADS to underwriters. China's auto sales have increased by 16.4% year-over-year to over 2 million in July 2020. Although the total sales are still down 12.7% year-to-date at 12.37 million vehicles, the July numbers are trending in the right direction. Healthcare on the move then goes on. The NEV sector continues to buzz in China, and we can expect much more upside for this company in the long run. In the short run, the valuations seem expensive. Hence, retail investors should look out for some pullback before starting a position in this stock. Healthcare on the move then goes on to discuss China. Has emerged as a global leader in the sale of NEVs. Beijing is targeting the sale of NEVs, which includes plug-in hybrids and hydrogen fuel cell vehicles, to account for one-fifth of new auto sales by 2025. This will be a dramatic improvement over the current NEV state share of around 5% in new automotive sales. China's the largest automotive market in the world and reported the sale of 25 million vehicles in 2019, so we're definitely talking big numbers. Healthcare on the move then goes on. NEO has also been strengthening its balance sheet in 2020. Once a cash-strapped company struggling for survival, NEO succeeded in overcoming funding challenges by securing strategic investments and raising capital through equity offerings. In April, NEO received an investment of 7 billion yuan, or about $1 billion, from state-owned companies such as Hefei City Construction and Investment Holding Group. Healthcare on the Move then discusses the risks involved. NEO is also a much smaller company than Tesla. The sheer difference in scale and brand positioning affords a significant competitive advantage to Tesla. Model 3 remains a key challenge for NEO. The company also does not have a diversified portfolio comprised of consumer cars and trucks like Tesla. Besides Tesla, NEO is also competing with multiple Chinese NEV players, hence there is a significant execution risk for NEO. Although NEO is growing at a breakneck speed, it is yet an unprofitable venture. Analysts do not expect NEO to become net income positive, at least in the next 3 years. Healthcare on the Move concludes with this. There is no doubt that this growth stock is a high-risk, high-reward opportunity. NEO's growth prospects are closely tied to the increasing adoption of electrification in the automotive industry in China. The state backing coupled with NEO's strategic moves in areas such as pricing and partnership can prove to be big growth drivers. Overall, seeking alpha contributors skew neutral on NEO with 1 very bullish, 3 bullish, 3 neutral, and 1 very bearish. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Essay for FAs on those platforms as well. Have a great week.